to release that. Okay.
Blocking a view over here.
We're continuing.
Okay.
We're continuing with the concept of Mikamcha Yisrael, and we are on page. Today we're going to start from page Tzadi Tes, which is in the letters here is Zion/Tes Vav. So last week we talked about the concept of the special Ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael, more than the Umas HaOlam, and how that manifests itself in different ways. So now, in this shtickel, it's from the Yalka Lekach Tov, and I'm going to fill in the blanks that he didn't have here. So let's start what he says. Dabar al kaladas b'nei Yisrael kedoshim to you. So it says in the Parshas Kedoshim, you speak to the whole congregation of Klal Yisrael, that you should be holy. So the Mefarshim are bothered. Why is it that it specifically says over here that you speak to the entire congregation of Klal Yisrael? In other words, all of the Torah really was taught to all of Klal Yisrael, but it wasn't in one shot. There were shifts. First Moshe taught Aaron, and Aaron, there were shifts to it. Over here was Kol Hadas Yisrael, and Kol Hadas Yisrael might include the women as well. So you speak to everyone, Kedoshim to you. So he says as follows. Now, before we get to the way he says it, in the Sefer, I looked it up, so he starts off and says like this. He says that Rabbi Yankov Naiman, who was one of the big Bali Musar in Eretz Yisrael, who wrote a Sefer, Darche Musar, he quotes a Zayar on this Pasuk. And the Zayar says, Kad havu matu chavraya kadisha lahai parshasa hava chadoin. When the chabura, the group, they call them the holy group, chavraya kadisha, the holy group, when they would come to this parsha, Parshas Kedoshim, they would be happy. And his question is, why, punked over here in Parshas Kedoshim, do we find that they were more happy than any other parsha? So he says like this, and now we can start reading what he says. Kol echad ve'echad me'adas Yisrael v'liyotze min haklal misugo lehagia lemailas hakedusha idei kiyam ha-mitzvahs. The concept of Kedoshim Tiyu, the concept of Kol Hadas b'nei Yisrael, is because every person in Klal Yisrael, b'liyotze min haklal, there's no exceptions to the rule, is misugo to come to Mailas HaKedusha, ayidei kiyam ha-mitzvahs. Through keeping mitzvahs, a person comes to levels of Kedusha. Every person is able to do it. It's not something that's reserved for the hierarchy. It's not something reserved for the extra special parshim, precious. No, every person, kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, kedoshim to you. V'zeo ma sha'oimrim b'virkas ha-mitzvahs, asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysav. We make a bracha on a mitzvah. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you sanctified us, you made us holy with the mitzvahs. Because kol mitzvah u'mitzvah mevias ha'odom lidei kedusha. Every single mitzvah brings a person lidei kedusha. And it says ... there. Because in the Sefer he says, it's not only mitzvahs d'oraisa. The Chazal tell us, there's a pasuk that says, Vizkadishem v'isem kedoshim. Chazal say, Vizkadishem, you should be holy. Elu mayim rishonim. That's you wash before you eat. V'isem kedoshim, you should be holy. Elu mayim achroinim. Those are levels of kedusha, of keeping yourself tahar, and be mekadosh yourself. Says the Yalkut Lekach Tov, he's saying that, and I'm not sure if this whole piece is from Rabbi Yaakov Naiman or not. It's not clear to me. I didn't have a chance to look it up. But he's saying that, you see, even mitzvahs midrabanan, Chazal are saying, v'iskadishem v'isim kedoshim, washing your hands before eating bread is only a mitzvah derabanan. Mayim achroinim is for sure only a mitzvah derabanan. So still the Torah calls that, or Chazal are learning that, it's mashpia kedusha on a person. Not only mitzvahs d'oraisa, asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysav, even mitzvahs derabanan. And the truth is, we do recite the bracha asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysav also on mitzvahs derabanan. Right? And mitzvahs Rabbanan, we light Ner Chanukah. Shekedishanu misayisav vitzivanu la'adik Ner Shel Chanukah. So, besides the fact that the vitzivanu, you have to understand what that means. Right? Did I... I mentioned it on Shabbos on Friday night. V'tzivanu, see, when you say a bracha, asher k'dishanu m'sayisa v'tzivanu, you're declaring, so if you're doing a mitzvah d'oraisa, you're taking your lulav, you're declaring that you believe v'tzivanu. Hashem commanded us to do this mitzvah. That means I'm declaring that I believe Torah's min hashamayim. That's the ikrei ha'amuna, Torah min hashamayim. The Ramban in the end of Parshas Boy, when he talks about the ikrei ha'amuna, that a person has to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, a person has to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a yideya, he knows what's going on, he's a mashkiach, he's involved with what's going on, and a person has to believe that Torah is min hashamayim. Hashem commanded us, that's vitzivanu. And you declare that when you say the bracha. But so every morning when you put on your tefillin, and you're vitzivanu, you're declaring, ani mamin, that Torah is min hashamayim, and Hashem commanded us to put on my tefillin. But what happens when you're doing a mitzvah derabanan? So that's even a bigger declaration, because you're saying, I believe in Torah Shebal Peh and in the Chachamim. That's a whole different story. The Torah gave us a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim who have the power to create mitzvahs. So when you say Vitzivanu, you're saying, I believe that Hashem gave the power to the Chachamim who commanded us through him to do this mitzvah on Netilas Yadayim. Hashem never commanded us to do on Netilas Yadayim, but we say Vitzivanu. So these mitzvahs, so that's the Vitzivanu part of it. But Asher Kiddishanu b'mitzvaysav, as I'm saying, is not only on the mitzvahs d'oraisa, this when you make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim or Chanukah, or whatever the mitzvah d'rabbanan is, lulav the rest of the days, not the first day, is all d'rabbanan. You're also saying Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav means those mitzvahs give us a kedusha, even mitzvahs derabanan. Kol mitzvah, loy rak mitzvahs derayse. He continues, mivias kedusha ki im afilu takonas chazal mashpias kedusha al nishmas ha'adam. And that was the raya he brought from Netilas Yadayim. So that is kol adas Yisrael, and therefore, and there's some more dot dot dots over there. Because what he continues and he says inside the Sefer is that if you look in Parshas Kedoshim, L'chaira, there's many, many mitzvahs there that don't seem at first glance to have any shaykhs to Kedusha. They don't have shaykhs to Kedusha. Kibud Avaim. Kibud Avaim. The shaykhs to Kedusha, that's a normal thing. It's manners. Or you have matnes aniyim, v'kutzuchem is kutzi artzuchem. Leave peya, leave matnes aniyim. Or don't steal, or don't hold back wages, or don't cheat. Why? These mitzvahs are normal social, societal mitzvahs, right? They're regular mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveiroi. And yet, in which parasha do they find themselves? They find themselves in the parasha of Dabra, Kaladas b'nei Yisrael, kidoishim tiyu. Because the Torah is teaching us that when it comes to mitzvahs, and it's interesting, you find so many times in Parshas Kedoshim, Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem. Uvechutzuchem l'ani v'lager tazoy v'sam, Ani Hashem alikeichem. Lo'izasu avo v'mishpat, Ani Hashem. Because these mitzvahs, when they're given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can have the same mitzvah set up by society to tell you, you can't cheat in your weights, and you're not allowed to cheat someone in business, and all, you're not allowed to steal from people, all these things, that's just regular laws. But we do them because Hashem commanded us as Ani Hashem Alekechem in a mitzvah. What does that do? That turns this into Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvaysav. When you do that, there's a Kedusha. There's a Kedusha that comes onto the person. And that he continues and he says, Zechus zu shel hashpoas ha-kedusha mikayach ha-maisim shmura rak la'am Yisrael. This Zechus, that actions could make a Kedusha on a person, that is only something Klal Yisrael has. Rak lohem nitna teira asher mikaycha mikadshim ha-maisim esayseyam. Where does the mitzvah get its power? It's because Ani Hashem Lekechem. It's because it's in the Torah. The Torah has Kedusha, and the Torah's mitzvahs have Kedusha, and when you do the mitzvahs, you get that Kedusha. But lechach me'um asaylam le'nidna efsharas kazois. For Goyim, even the biggest chachamim, they don't have this possibility. V'lochein kasher heim roitzim lekabel shayochus lekedusha heim nelotzim lesagev ezatzmon v'lodr b'midbaris. When they want to get to some shaychus of kedusha, it's a whole different type of outlook. It's a whole different type of philosophy. Kedusha means that a person wants to become holy. The only way for a guy to become holy is to separate himself from this world, to separate himself from gashmias. That's how a guy becomes holy, and that's that's how they understand holiness. Mashenkin Klal Yisrael is the opposite. Adarabba. We in the Gashmias, in the Leisigzal, Ishimai Vaviv Tiro, Adarabba, we use the Gashmias, and that makes us holy. Why? Because it's Mitzvah Satira. That's why a guy could only bring a carbon oila. Guy can only bring a carbon oila. A Jew brings a carbon shlamin. Carbon oila is kula l'Hashem. Kedusha to a guy, it's not just only in the understanding. The way he's saying it now is they don't even have a possibility of it. There's no shaykhus to it. That's why they can't understand it. A guy brings a carbon oila. You want to be holy? You want to dedicate yourself to God? You got to be a parish. Totally to Hashem. Totally to God. It's a carbon oila. Kla Yisrael, we bring a carbon shlamin. Carbon shlamin, we eat. Part goes to the kayin, part goes to the Mizbeach, and part goes to us. That's a carbon? Yeah, because we take Gashmias, and through mitzvahs that are Mekadesh the Gashmias, it's Mekadesh our Gashmias. Kedushas HaGashmias, that a guy can't have. That guy can't relate. And I think that's why someone says by... someone says... Can you give me a chumash? I'm sorry. Parshas Lech Lecha, I think it is. Thanks. After the Avraham Avinu with the Maisa with Sedai, with the four and five kings, so Malki Tzedek Melech Shalom Haitzi Lechem Vayayin. So Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, he brought out Lechem V'yayin. So, and he was a Kayin Lekel Elyayin, and he brought it out to Avram Avinu, Vayavarcheu Vayayimar Baruch Avram Lekel Elyayin, Kayin Eshabayim Varetz. So he was the Kayin Lekel Elyayin, and now he gave a bracha to Avram Avinu. And what did he give the bracha with? He brought out Lechem V'yayin. Lechem V'yayin. Lechem V'yayin is a remez to, Rashi says, the Menachas and the Nesachim, Sheakrivu Sheim Banav. Sham Banav. That his children are going to bring. So the question, someone says the pshat over here, that Malki Tzedek was Shem, right? He was Shem, Rashi tells us. Shem ben Noach. So he wasn't a Yid. Avraham Avinu was a Yid. So Avraham Avinu was mechadish to the world and to himself, the concept that you could use the Gashmias and come to Kedusha. You could take Lechem, you could take Yayin, and those could be Karbanis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by eating those Karbanis. It could be part of Karbanis that you eat. And therefore, Malki Tzedek brought out Lechem v'Yayin, v'hu chayin l'kel el Yayin, but he may gave a bracha to Avraham Avinu, Baruch Avram l'kel el Yayin, because this is something that Avraham Avinu was mechadesh, that Klal Yisrael has this idea of being mechadesh ashagashmias. The lechem v'yayin, that brings a person to Kedusha. But that says, as we're seeing over here, a guy doesn't have a shaychis to that. Loi b'china misparim, he continues, says, it's not for nothing that we glorify ourselves and we say, atov v'chartonim mikolo avim. Ohafto isanu, ratzisa banu, v'raimamtanu mikol halashaynais, v'kidashtanu b'mitzvaysecha. As part of what we're saying of how Hashem chose us, He loves us, He raised us up amongst all l'kol hashaynais, v'kidashtanu b'mitzvaysecha. That is something that we have different over the umas olam. In other words, what's bothering him is, Goyim also have mitzvahs. What's the difference between our mitzvahs and their mitzvahs? You want to say Hashem chose us and gave us the Torah? Okay, no problem. All the other things, kidashtanu b'mitzvaysecha, is not just He gave us the mitzvahs, kidashtanu. It's the kedushas ha-mitzvahs. That's something that only we have. Ha-yehudi ha-posha b'yoyzer, misugal ha-gil l'dargus ha-yoynis b'yoyzer shal-kedusha. Dover ha-nivzer min ha-chashuvim shabu mas-aylam. Even the greatest ones among the mas-aylam don't even come to anything that a posha yid could come to. A posha yid could come to dargus ha-yoynis shal-kedusha. Why? Asher kedushanu b'mitzvotzev. Every mitzvah that we do throughout the day gives us kedusha. And the more we focus on how the mitzvah is mekadesh us, the more we think about when we recite a bracha, Asher kedushanu b'mitzvotzev, every mitzvah that we do is meisiv kedusha. And that back to, as he finishes off the shtickle in the Sefer, and he says, that's pshat in the Zohar. When they came to this parsha, they were so besimcha. Why were they so happy more than any other parsha? Because they said this is a chiddush. Normally, you'll think kedusha is reserved for prushim, for gedolei hadar. No, Kol Adas Yisrael, every single Jew has the opportunity, and not just the opportunity, every single Jew becomes a Kaddish through the mitzvahs that he keeps, like you learn through Parshas Kedoshim, and you don't see these wild mitzvahs that a person has to do. You don't see Tainesim, you don't see all these hard things. You see very easy things, things that are common mitzvahs for a person to do. And yet, that's the Parsha that says Kedoshim to you, because that's the power of Klal Yisrael Kidashtonu B'mitzvah. Okay, so that's the first tickle. Now, along these lines, if you go to the next page, Kuf.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Okay. So, according to the Rav just said, a goy does not have the ability to obtain Kedusha, even though they have mitzvahs. Is that correct? Is that a fair statement?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Yeah. But earlier you just said that a goy has the ability to bring an Ola offering and divest himself from the Gashmis in this world, and that's how he obtains Kedusha. So, is he able to obtain any level of Kedusha by doing such a thing?
It sounds like, from the way he's explaining it here, that they could come to certain levels of Kedusha, but it's through fasting separating themselves from the Gashmis.
Not mitzvahs.
You might know if the Zion mitzvahs b'nei naif that they have gives them any kedusha. Doesn't sound like kiddush tano b'mitzvah sechel. See, we have the Zion mitzvahs. We also have. They're part of our 613. Doesn't sound like they'll get kedusha through those mitzvahs either. That's, it doesn't sound like that.
Here it sounds like a drop.
They get lovely nashos kazois. But he says, "V'lchen kasher mitzvah kedusha the kedusha." They have to be sagev atzman ladam in the bar. They got to separate from humanity. It's a whole different type of story. Okay, let's turn to the. Any more? Let's turn. What, I don't know where you're turning. Page Kuf, the next page there, to the bottom. Zayin Yud Ches. We're still going to come. We'll come back then next week. But this is a shtickle from Rabbi Isaac Sher along the same lines. He says like this: Rav Lozer ben Azarya Omer. How do you know a person should not say that? I don't want to wear shatnez. I don't want to eat chazer. That's not what a person's supposed to say. He's supposed to say avol efshi. He says, I really want it. But ma'asa, what should I do? V'avi shebashamayim gozer alai kach. This is what my Father in Heaven commanded. How do you know a person's supposed to say that? Tamu loymar v'avdil eschem mino'amim liyois li. A person's supposed to say, the Pasuk says, I separated you from the nations. Why? Liyois li, to be for me. So if you look to the next page, he puts in the brackets, he explains, Nimsa she'en be'etzem dover meshukatz lecho chazir ha'ilil b'shkalayim. It's not supposed to be that it's disgusting to eat chazir or to wear kalayim. He's saying, I don't want to do it anyways. No. The reason we don't do it is really, I have no problem with it. I could eat it. I could wear it. Elisha osar aleinu kedei lahavdil oisonu min agoyim liyoisloi. The Pasuk is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked it that I should be separated from the goyim. There should be something different. Liyoisli to be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, let's find it here. So he says as follows, V'zeyoytzer mashmois acheres b'vo'avdil eschem min ho'amim. So he says like this, he says, if really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that why he separated us, v'avdil eschem min ho'amim, why did I separate you? Liyois li is because I want you to be for me. So he's saying this creates a new understanding in v'avdil eschem. Shein anu muvdalim rak mi goye ha'aratzes hashvalim v'hamigushamim. We're not talking about the Klal Yisrael is only separated from the low-down gashmiyistik goyim. Ela af mi chasidei umas ha'olam. Even if you're talking about the chasidei umas ha'olam, v'afilosofim and the philosophers, hamuchunanim v'maylas hasichlis, brilliant, brilliant goyim. We're not talking about when we say we're different than the goyim, the drunkard or the homeless guy in the gutter or something. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about even what you would consider from not just brilliant. He's a chassidei umas ha'olam. You have someone who acts properly. He's chassidei umas ha'olam. But he's from the most brilliant ones. Shaleim amru chachma bagoyim tamin. We don't discount it. The Gemara says, if you find chachma bagoyim tamin, you believe such a thing. There is chachma bagoyim. Vehem noyagim b'chachmasam uvesichlam uvemidoseyem. And they're acting that way, which is a very important thing. Very important thing. It's not enough to be smart. You have to act that way. It's a famous maisa with Aristotle. Aristotle was once caught with a zayna doing whatever averis by one of his students walked in on him. Barged in on him, and he couldn't believe the Ganser Rebbe, the big philosopher, you know what I mean? This guy talks all mamash chachmas, and here he's acting like a behema. So he looked at him, he says, what's going on? He says, right now I'm not Aristotle. So Shmer, it's not me, Aristotle's in the classroom. And this is not behema now, it's not me. This is, so we're not talking about that. If you could find this concept of the guy who's also noyagim b'chachmasam uv'sichlusam uv'midaseyam, Oyes, in other words, if you find that guy who not only has all those milas, he acts like it, and there's some like that. Oyesim filasufim ramim eina nechshavim liklum lumas hayehudi hamisale b'milas elo apiatayra v'amitzvahs liyosli. Again, v'avdal eschem, you're different. Liyosli, whoever's part of me, says the Rabbeinu Shalom, is different than anyone, not just different than the low down guy, not even from the greatest guyim, even from the greatest guyim. V'alzeanu mevarchim b'chol yoyim shaloyasani guy kimuvcher chenala shabagayim. When you say shaloyasani guy, shaloyasani guy means any of the goyim, even the greatest, the smartest of the goyim. Famous story of Yankov Galinsky came to Rav Shach and he asked him, you know, did you say Birchas Shachar this morning? So Rav Shach asked Rav Yankov, he says, yeah, of course I said Birchas Shachar. He says, when you said Shalei Asani Goy, who'd you have in mind? What have in mind? Goyim. He says, that time Carter had, President Carter had come to Israel to do whatever he planned on doing there. But so Rav Shach says, what I had in mind this morning was President Carter. So he's the one who's put up on this pedestal today. Everybody's like all excited about he came. He must be today's guy is Shalei Asani Goy. Shalei Asani Goy is even referring to the Muvchar Uchinal Shebegoyim. And that's the Va'avdol Eschem Ino Amim Liois Li. To be to me. Hashem is saying, the Havdalah is, your Mila is that you're different than the Goyim. Liois Li, you're part of me. That's a special thing that only Klal Yisrael has. And putting it back to the first shtickle we saw, we understand it. It's a whole different category. Every single Jew, afilu reikonim shaboy melea mitzvahs kariman, Chazal tells us. Even the empty Jews are full of mitzvahs kariman. So if you're full of mitzvahs kariman, you know how much kedusha you have in you? Even a person, this is what we talked about last week, that even when Klal Yisrael's not on the proper madrega, and Klal Yisrael's doing averis, it makes no difference. We still are Klal Yisrael. The kedusha that every single Jew has with every opportunity for a mitzvah is what's mavdil eschem min hagoyim liyos li. We're different. We're totally different. We're a whole different category than a guy. And just to finish off, is a very beautiful shtickle from Abayi. This is from Abayi Zeksher, the Slabotka Rosh Hashiva. In a different shtickle, a shtickle before in Kedoshim Tiyu, I've said it numerous times, that he says as follows. He says the word Kedusha has many different meanings, but one of them is we say by the Kehanim, V'kidashtoi. You sanctify a Kayin. How do you sanctify a Kayin? Liyos Peseach Rishon, Mevarech Rishon, Naitomana Rishon. You let him go first. You're machshev him. You give him chashivas. Kedusha v'kidashta doesn't only mean holiness. It means to make something chashiv. So says Reb Isaac Sher. It's a real, you know, a slabod kavart of mylos ha'adam, the godless ha'adam, that the pshat is. If a person wants to really be a kadosh, person wants to come to Kedusha, he has to be makir his own chashivas. Kedoshim tiyu means understand how chashiv you are. When you realize how chashiv you are, you're going to act like you're a chashiv person. So maybe you're going to become a holy person. And that's what it means to understand that Asher Kedushan mitzvaysav is not just, like we're saying, the Kedushas ha-mitzvahs. According to this shtickel, it's the chashivas. Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvaysav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us chashiv with the mitzvahs. That's va'avdol eschem min ha'amim liyos li. Because your mind, you're a whole different category. You're a Shalei Asani Goy. You're talking about Klal Yisrael, even the lowest Jew, the person, the smallest Jew, shouldn't say lowest, the lowest Jew is higher and greater. There's a Chashivas to him, there's a Kedusha to him. It's Malei Mitzvahs Karimain. And that is the concept over here that we're understanding in the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.